Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. We ain't mentioned the website the whole show. Man, people need to go there and check things out here. Got all the interviews and stuff that's happening during the week here at the station. Anyway, let's get you worked up for Georgia Tech.
All right.
Yeah. And we are working on getting Chad Bishop to join us here. But, of course, we got a 3:30 kickoff today. And you know, Chad has been with us a lot lately, given the season that they've had. And the fun thing about him, it seems like with every week that when we talk to him, his excitement level, just like the team, goes up.
Yeah.
Whichever one. Yep. You know, yep. Okay, we're looking at this. And it was like – we don't want to get too far out over our skis because, you know, and then with every week now these guys are like, you know, another win, another win, another win. And then we would come out here and it was really enjoyable because we hadn't talked that much. It's probably the most Georgia Tech football we've talked since we've been together.
Yep, that's true. That's true. But there's been so much to talk about. And that's just not this season. It's been building up. It's been building up the last couple of seasons with the success of the team, you know, just getting some big wins, high profile wins. And then this year, starting the season the way they're starting, you know? So that's the thing. I think we're getting close to getting him here now to talk to him and just get a feel about this season. He's got a long day ahead, and so do a lot of people who are going to be covering this game. And you're coming off a holiday yesterday, but you're trying to get your mind right to go in and cover this game because you know what it means to so many people. And with it being in a different location than we're usually seeing it, that's the whole thing. But I did some background, and like the first few times they played, going back to the 1890s, they played in Athens. For some reason, they just played consecutive seasons. They played this game in Athens. And then, you know, they had a gap during World War I where, you know, a lot of guys from Georgia were like gone to the war. So they didn't play the game at all for about 8-9 years. And so now, you know, it's back on. So
no, we don't. We're still
happening.
Noel is still working on getting Mr. Bishop, and we will do our best to try to get him here. One of the things that I don't want to talk to Chad about, and this is speculation. You really don't know what's going through Brenke's mind, but you got to think about the end of this season, what's in front of them, but also he'll lose his quarterback. And when you get to be a top program, it's trying to keep the train moving forward, Sam. And when you got to fill that position, you know that position is going to need to be filled. Now, Kirby, he's used to that. He been at the top, lost his quarterback, went right back up to the top. That talks about his recruiting classes. Is that what we're going to see with Georgia Tech?
We watch and see if that happens.
You know what I mean? But I'm saying that's something that I want to talk to Chad about to get his thoughts on how they feel over there, what Brett Key and the coaching staff feel about what's behind Haynes King coming up.
Oh, he have the excellent backup now. We have a guy waiting, Mr. Philo from over in Athens, is sitting there waiting in the wings. And he's very capable of running this offense. Matter of fact, he got some starts last season when Haynes was kind of dinged up. And so, yep, we look to see him step right in and maybe keep things going right along. But you want to have that. You want to have that mm-hmm. person just like, remember, that's what Gunnar Stockton was last year, that guy that was just waiting in the wings, you know, ready to step in, and he steps in and things keep moving. So that's what we're looking for with this team.
This down there in Miami. All right, well, listen, we got a pocket full of questions here, and we're trying to get – maybe he's stuck in traffic or at the mall. Who knows?
Well, no, I hope he's not at the mall.
He's going to be into doing something here. But the anticipation for this game.
Let's see, we got him here. I think we got him. All right.
Let's welcome him in here, Chad Bishop. We've been stalling and tap dancing and doing all kinds of stuff for the last few minutes here, but we couldn't thank you enough for getting up and joining us on this Friday morning, man. How are you? So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, thank you guys for having me. My Thanksgiving was fantastic. Had some bird, had some sides, had a couple brews, and got a good night's sleep for today. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
He'd have to get a good night's sleep because you hit the ground running when you woke up this morning, I would imagine. What was it like going to bed last night thinking about what was in front of you today and thinking about what people like Brent Key and Haynes King and everybody else that have been sort of on the back burner when it comes to this program, with the exception of last year going eight overtimes. But this has got to be a different feeling, man. And what was that like?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, it is. You know, from a journalist standpoint, you know, usually these things don't really matter to me, right? Like, I get paid either way, and I cheer for the clock, and, you know, win or lose, it's just kind of the same old Saturday for me. But this one does feel different. You know, I mean, this is a massive game. You know, I'm probably going to get to Mercedes-Benz maybe 3-4 hours before kickoff, you know, just to get in there and see what's going on. I know there's just so much on the line for this one, not for both teams, right? I mean, Georgia trying to lock up this college football playoff berth, Georgia Tech trying to break this 7-game losing streak and keep its incredibly small, minuscule hopes of a CFP berth alive. How much it means to Brent Key, the stage it's on. You know, I was up watching Navy Memphis last night, and they had cut-ins at halftime with Katie George live from Mercedes-Benz giving a report on the game. Like, this one feels so much bigger than it has been in such a long time. And so that sort of stuff definitely keeps you up at night and then wakes you up early, ready to go see how it all unfolds.
Yep, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline as we get set for the 2025 edition of Clean Old Fashioned Hate. Is Chad Bishop, and he is social. You can always find him at Mr. Chad Bishop, at Mr. Chad Bishop. This is going at a neutral site. You know, for years, this game has always been on one campus or the other. I'm just the way I'm looking forward to just taking in the visuals of it. Thoughts about that, having this particular game in this particular location?
Yeah, so for context, we got to go back a few years, and Georgia Tech signed a six-game agreement, not a six-year agreement, but a six-game agreement with Mercedes-Benz Stadium to play a game there every year. 2024, it was Notre Dame. 2023, it was Louisville. I know they've played Clemson there before. I think North Carolina has been on that list in years past. And so, you know, Mercedes-Benz and Georgia Tech had some talks about the 2025 season. And Mercedes-Benz and those folks offered up $10 million to Georgia Tech to move the Georgia game into Mercedes-Benz as sort of a one-off thing to draw some buzz and to draw some eyeballs and to really help Georgia Tech out financially. And you guys know in college athletics these days, it's about collecting that money, you know, raking it in to try to, you know, build your roster and pay your coaches and pay your players. And so this was a big move for Tech in terms of the financials of getting a lot of that cash flow coming back into their program, at least to start out this rev share era. Now, this won't happen again. I can't imagine Georgia Tech will ever play at a neutral site again. This was just a one-off, and Jay Batt, the former athletic director, sort of did what he felt was right in terms of moving this game to get some of that money. Ryan Alpert, the current AD, you know, he's been on some radio interviews and been on the record as saying, you know, if we had it to do all over again, maybe this wouldn't have been the move because nobody knew Georgia Tech was going to be 9-2 and in the top 25 of the college football playoff rankings, and the magnitude of this game and what Tech's attendance has been. I think they would love to have this thing back on campus, but that's not where the cookie crumbles. And so it'll be a pseudo home game for the Yellow Jackets. You know, there'll be white and gold painted on the field, and they'll probably, you know, have a huge turnout in terms of their fans, but it still technically is a neutral site game. And Tech has not fared well at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so we'll be curious to see how they play it this time around.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's been their record? How many times have they played there, for folks who don't know?
Yeah, 1-4, and I think they've lost 3 in a row because they lost to Notre Dame in 24 and lost to Louisville in 23, and I believe lost to Clemson the year before that. So they've not had, you know, great turnouts there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And, you know, with Georgia playing as well as they've played, I'm sure their fans are going to try to pack that thing out. So I don't even know if it's going to be a true home field advantage this afternoon in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But, you know, sometimes these Tech guys, they like that. They like, you know, being the underdog and everybody telling them they're going to lose. So maybe that'll work in their favor for once.
Chad, coming down the stretch with this Georgia Tech team, you know, some things caught up with them, getting off the bad starts. They were able to overcome it some weeks. NC State wouldn't let them back in the game, and Pitt wouldn't either last week. Thoughts about those things? What are you observing, and how can they avoid that today? To me, they have to get off to a really good start.
Yeah, I like that phrase you used, caught up with them, right? I mean, if you watch this Georgia Tech team all year, they were sort of skating on thin ice and playing with fire a little bit, especially defensively. All season long, it was, we're a bend, don't break defense, and you know, we'll let you get in the red zone, and you know, that stuff is fine if you're winning. But NC State really exposed all that and took advantage of the opportunities that they had and really, you know, laid it on Tech that night up in Raleigh. And I think from that point on, NC State kind of gave the blueprint of what to do against that Georgia Tech defense. Boston College did the same thing. Pitt definitely did the same thing. So Tech is, you know, sort of teetering right now, especially defensively when it comes to confidence. And then the problems offensively become magnified because as good as Tech's offense is, it has been a little bit too inconsistent down the stretch with a couple turnovers or having to kick field goals in the red zone instead of scoring touchdowns, maybe a three and out here and there. So all those things sort of snowball and combined. And like you said, you know, early in the year, turn the ball over 3 times in a row at Colorado and they still win the game. You know, turn the ball early against Clemson and still win the game. You know, had a bad start at Duke and still, we're down 20-3 at Wake Forest. They win all those games, but late in the season, like you said, those things have caught up to them. So this afternoon against Georgia, it's going to be incredibly important. I don't even think they have to get out to a lead, right? But be down 3-0 or maybe be up 10-7 or just keep that thing close in the early going because it's just so hard to come back. And then defensively, they just got to figure out a way to slow Georgia down. And that's such a tall task with how good Georgia is.
Yeah, my thing is what – regardless of what happens in the first half, when it comes to Georgia, you got to worry about what happens in the second half. So,
well, we saw that last year,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
Tech's up 27-13 with 5 minutes to go, and Georgia does what Georgia does. So, yeah, it's going to be – those guys know that. It's going to be 4 quarters and 60 minutes, and they got to play every single second of all those 60 minutes.
I'm sorry it was such a just a struggle to get to you because we got more questions for you. But regardless of what happens today, Sam, we can agree we got to get Chad back here as soon
absolutely.
As possible.
Absolutely. Always great to have him.
Yes,
and
sir.
We appreciate him making time for us, man.
And pace yourself today, man, because it's going to be one of them days.
A lot of coffee.
There you go.
All right,
thank
man.
You, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
There you go, Chad Bishop.
Hi, guys.
You know, the one thing I didn't get a chance to, and maybe you and I can comment on this, our thoughts on what happens or what do you think should happen to Tech if Georgia prevails today. As we watch the rest of the teams play out tomorrow, I mean, maybe this is a question that can be better answered in the upcoming next few days, but...
Because it's not a conference game. Yeah, that's the other thing.
I understand that.
It's not
that,
a conference game, so, I mean, they're watching to see how some dominoes fall as far as the conference
mm-hmm.
to still maybe find a way into the conference championship.
When you've got 12 slots to fill, it just seems like there's a little longer rope, conference game or not, that you just, the unknown of what this committee is going to do.
Yeah.
And so that's, I was just curious about what you
well,
think. I
mean, but them,
Chad
this game, this game is good for them because they played so few ranked teams.
Yeah.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.